Namaskar. Once again, I wish all my viewers a very happy 68th Republic. We were trying to cover constitutional rally since I think 11 o'clock in the morning. And unfortunately, we found that we couldn't. We thought it was something wrong with us. We thought it was our technical glitch, our technical error. We are a digital channel, so possibly we depend a lot on internet. So I guess there were a lot of people and stuff. But we realized that most of the channels, including the satellite channels, have not been able to carry it. So somewhere down the line, there is some kind of a technical glitch. Internets are jammed in that area. I don't know what is the problem with satellite because we are not privy to that. We don't know what the problem with satellite channels are, but all the same, internet for sure is jammed in that area. So somewhere we cannot cover live. We cannot cover that even live for you. Though we had 7 units of ours in the entire area where this Andolan was supposed to happen. That is right from Oval Maidan to Gateway of India. We had our teams ready to cover this event live for you. But unfortunately, though we are speaking to a lot of leaders and speaking to a lot of people there, we cannot cover it live because we are not getting internet. It's a very interesting thing to note whether, you know, is this deliberate or was it just a simple glitch? I hope it is just a simple glitch. I hope it is not a deliberate attempt to keep, to shut people's voice. That said, I have with me senior BJP leader and our consultant editor, Mr. Seshadri Chari. Sir, how relevant is this Constitutional Bachao rally, according to you?
No, before, I'll come to your point, Sujit. But before that, let me tell you, I think it's more, to me, it appears to be more like a glitch. I mean, it's very easy to suspect the government. But
I didn't suspect the government, I just
said. No, anybody can do that, of course.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we did get visuals to begin with.
Yeah, like that. Suddenly, that's the visual that we are. You can see the visual on the right hand side.
And
of
then
the
after some time, suddenly the visuals stopped. As you were right. Yeah, now the visuals have stopped. And we really thought that something wrong with our uplinking.
Correct.
But all other channels are facing the same problem. When you use jammers, you can use jammers in a small area. Oval Maidan is one of the largest maidans in Mumbai. It's one of the 23rd large heritage grounds. It was called Esplanade in long time back, I mean almost 100 years back. So it's one of the 23 areas which is in the heritage ground, where political and religious rallies and meetings are not allowed. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Oval Maidan is one of those grounds where political rallies are even banned. This happened, I think, in 2009 when the Maharashtra government took a decision not to allow Oval Maidan to be used for political rallies. So now I don't know how this Constitution Bachao rally got permission to hold the rally in Oval Maidan. That's, of course, we'll have to find out. We'll have to tell our correspondents to talk to the police department and find out whether they really have permission to do all these things. But more importantly, all said and done, this is a political rally. I don't see any merit in Sharad Pawar and a motley crowd of some upstarts, literally, those who are not even politically active in their own states.
No, sir, but sir, no, sir, D. Raja has come, Trinamool Congress is represented, Ashok Chavan, Prithviraj Chavan, so Maharashtra, Omar Abdullah.
Congress coming into this is a different issue.
Omar Abdullah?
That's what I'm saying.
Trinamool Congress?
That's what I'm saying. The Constitution Bachao rally, if at all they attach any importance to this, should be on a different issue. On 26th January, when the government of India and the people of India are celebrating the acceptance of the constitution, is this the day you start a rally like this? Instead of celebrating the constitution, you are conducting a political rally. It's virtually, this amounts to boycotting 26th January. It is as bad as calling for a boycott of Republic Day.
Sir, if you can flip it from their side, if I were to talk from the opposition's point of view, the opposition point of view, sir, they are actually protesting, or they are actually expressing their concern on the very constitution and the very implementation of this constitution under the current regime. That's what they're implementing. That's what they're protesting. My apologies. The question, sir, is, are they right in what they are saying, or are you saying that everything is honky dory, everything is fine, and nothing to be concerned?
No, see, you can go against the policies of the government. They have a Congress party in this rally, and we all know what happened in emergency. Constitution was practically kept aside during emergency. So, has anything like that happened? If it is a political rally, sir, if they have a political issue, I can understand.
Sir, obviously we are not saying that, you know, you should have another emergency to have such kind of a rally. Without an emergency, we cannot have a rally. So, we will wait for the emergency to happen. Obviously, we are not saying that. What we are saying, sir, is what happened. Let's take a recent example. Okay. Padmavat or Padmavati, as it was, is a case in time. Sir, a movie which the Supreme Court ordered to be released.
Correct.
Okay. Which the Central Board of Censorship gave absolute permission, which is what your constitution says, that these are the people. I'm not saying constitution says, but you know, the country says legally, as per the rules. Okay. There was a chaos in the country. Correct. A group of people called Karmi Sena hold the entire country to ransom. BJP government kept quiet, said nothing. In fact, most of them supported it in open. To me, that was an ultimate harm on the constitution. Because where is my right?
See, two, three
where
things.
Where is Sanjay Bansali's right?
No, two, three things.
Is constitution about majority being right, or is the constitution being right?
No, two, three things here. We can discuss about the Padmavat incident independently. The Padmavat, earlier it was Padmavati.
Correct.
When some people came to know about this, as to what they were showing, and they felt that it is wrong, they objected.
Correct.
Fine. What did the producer do? He cancelled the shooting of the film. This started from the shooting of the film, if you remember. The producer was slapped and all those things happened. But then, the same producer went and sat with this very same people who are opposing it. The Karni Sena people. There was no Karni Sena 6 months back. We don't know from where it came. Anyway, so he sat with those people and then convinced them that whatever suggestions they give, it will be incorporated. We will see to it that the film does not hurt the sentiments of anybody. Fine. So he made all those changes. Then he went to the censor board. The censor board went through all these things. To such an extent that the film producer was prepared to sit with all those people who were opposing it, which is never done. And this is not the first time that the film is being objected to. The Christian groups have done it in Kerala.
Correct.
The communists have done it in West Bengal. The Shiv Sena has done it before. And the Congress has also protested before like this.
Sure.
The Congress did not allow a film on Sonia Gandhi to be even made.
Hindu Sarkar.
Forget release. They did not allow the film to be made at all. So, constitution was not abrupt.
Sir, the difference is,
no,
every film, sir, sorry, I have to interrupt. Every film that you are speaking about, sir, in every film, the government of the day objected, took the objection into consideration, but ensured that the film was released. The government went against openly. Sir, I'll just complete my part of the statement. The government went against openly and said that, look,
If the law allows the film to be aired, it will be aired. Be it
Fine.
My Name is Khan,
Fine.
Be it Hindu Sarkar.
Fine.
Because obviously that was BJP government and when this thing. So Hindu Sarkar was made by this one and released it. Be it, which is the Indira Gandhi film you just said. Be it the code. I forget the
all,
name.
All those
the Da Vinci code, right. Which is where the Christians objected.
Correct.
Okay. So every film that was objected, My Name is Khan, Da Vinci code. My Name is Khan, Shiv Sena objected. Da Vinci code, Christians objected. Hindu Sarkar, Congress objected. All
Correct.
These films, the government stood
Correct.
By and made the film
Correct.
Release. Sir, my only objection is, sir, why did BJP stand by Karni Sena?
No. The BJP. Does not stand with Karni Sena. All the BJP governments have taken action against all those people who vandalized public property. It happened in Gurgaon. 13 people have been arrested.
Sir, the spokesperson, of Rajasthan, the spokesperson of Rajasthan government came on air to say that, look, you know what? If people's sentiments are hurt, people's sentiments
See,
are hurt. The spokesperson of Haryana government, one of the ministers of Haryana government, came on air
correct.
To say that, you know, it is better. It is for the safety of the people that we recommend people not to seek. Sir, in the meantime, I don't want to talk about the government.
No,
but one
no,
government
no.
which there was an objection raised by Shiv Sena, the chief minister himself went and sat and saw the film to ensure that the people are told that, listen, you know, there's nothing wrong in watching this kind of film.
Are we linking the threat to constitutional institutions with one film?
No, sir. No. Then we go back.
The question is the tendency. Now, we can blame the governments for inaction. We can blame the government for inaction.
Sir, Gaurakshay is the next one.
But
I don't want to dwell on this
It does not mean that the constitutional mechanism of the country has failed. No. That is where I disagree with people, the likes of Sharad Pawar, who incidentally are part of all these things with a party like Congress, whose leader Digvijay Singh himself has said that such films should not be made.
Sir,
I am quoting Digvijay Singh.
I'm going back to Digvijay Singh making a statement
no.
or I making statement
no.
or
Digvijay
or,
Singh is not
or,
an ordinary or, person. He is the leader of the Congress
or,
party.
Sir, he is a leader of a Congress
party.
He is a non-constitutional figure
so,
today.
So
he is
today,
a nobody. He is not even an MP,
the
sir.
Congress
today.
And
he is
the
not
BJP.
Even a Rajya Sabha MP.
No.
Whether,
sir,
he is a party
the
worker.
Question is not whether he is.
Sir,
he
a chief
is
a
minister
of
a party. He was the chief minister of Madhya Pradesh for 10 years.
Fair enough.
And he was the chief minister under his chief ministership. For the first time, Madhya Pradesh government did not, Madhya
so
Pradesh
that,
assembly
would,
did not
would,
even
would,
have a
sir,
single Muslim
sir,
member.
Would you take that statement seriously, sir?
No.
Would that statement be taken seriously because he is a senior leader of member?
That's what I'm saying.
Will you take that statement seriously?
I suggest that those who think that constitution is under threat should also go and ask Digvijay Singh.
So, will you take that statement seriously?
No, the question is not whether that statement is
because
correct
that,
or wrong.
If that statement
the
you take seriously, sir,
the situation
then Sakshi Mara's statement of having 5 children per lady should also be taken seriously.
We have condemned, the party condemned him.
Sir,
the party condemned Sakshi Maharaj.
Sir,
the party
not
condemned.
Once did the, what, did the
no,
party's official
the
Man Ki Baat ever condemned
officially,
any,
see, Man Ki Baat
I'm not
is
talking about
not,
Prime Minister.
Man Ki
I'm not,
Baat
not,
is
Prime
not
Minister.
For condemnation.
I'm not talking about... No.
I am on record to have condemned Sakshi Maharaj at that time. I have condemned not only Sakshi Maharaj, I have also condemned Yogi, who is the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh now, for statements that he made when he was not the Chief Minister. I have similarly condemned the Communist Party statements also. I have similarly condemned even the Christian statement against Da Vinci Code. I have condemned continuously. But if you think that any incident that happens, the party should immediately jump into the fray, is a different issue. So these incidents have to be taken on merit.
Sir,
number one,
fair.
A. B. If we start building up on the basis of these statements, and create an situation, want to create a situation saying that the constitution is under threat and we as opposition parties are here to protect the constitution, I think it is carrying politics a little too far. Let us not bring in Republic Day into the political arena. Sharad Pawar is doing a very grave mistake by doing such a thing, especially on Republic Day.
Sir,
this is bad.
Sir,
and
sir,
there was a demand BJP long back. I remember that the Imam of Jama Masjid, he is referred to as Shahi Imam. I don't refer
correct,
him to Shahi
correct.
Imam. It is wrong. He is nothing to do with Shahi Imam. He is just an ordinary Imam of one of the biggest masjid. He had called for the boycott of Republic Day. In what way is Sharad Pawar different from what Imam of Jama Masjid did?
Okay.
It is absolutely shameful to bring in this constitutional and political issue, a political rally on Republic Day.
Sir, I will try and though I don't hold a brief for neither Sharad Pawar nor Rahul Gandhi.
I'm sure we should be able to.
But yeah, we tried to. It's jammed. So you know, the point is, sir. See, all these parties on their individual capacity first hoisted the flags in their respective headquarters, and then walked into the rally. Sir, Shahi Imam refused to even attend.
Imam.
I said Shahi Imam. Imam, absolutely correct.
Ordinary Imam.
There I agree to you, sir. There I completely agree to you. Ordinary Imam or whatever. I don't even want to call him an Imam. He's a political figure or whatever. Okay, it doesn't really matter who this is. He's a non-entity. So, but that fellow, he refused to even attend a Republic function. He refused. Hoisting the flag was though far ki baat. So therefore, there has been a difference. So there is a difference. But that being said, I want to ask you another question. I am nobody to advise BJP sir. But then leaders like you, why are leaders like you not the face of BJP? Why is Sakshi Maharaj the face of BJP? Sir, my question is not ending here. Sir, you condemned Sakshi Maharaj. I'm so happy you did that. You condemned Adityanath. So I'm so happy you did that. Sir, Gaurakshak, sir, the number of incidents versus the number of arrests, there is no comparison. The number of lynching versus the number of arrests, there is no comparison. Sir, there may be official statements here and there, and from especially from people like y'all, who still we consider is not been seen as the face of the party. But then why is Adityanath not condemning? He's the chief minister of your party, sir. Why is he not condemning Gaurakshak?
Adityanath, as chief minister, not only condemned, the prime minister condemned it. Prime minister even
sir,
mentioned
one
it.
Lynching, sir, that
prime
was
minister
in the
even mentioned it.
A clerk case.
No, let me tell you one thing.
Please.
See, I'm not going to ask you how many cases of lynching have taken place. I'm not asking you that question. I'm not asking you how many places did Gaurakshaks, so-called Gaurakshaks, misbehaved and indulge in vandalism. And then you made a statement that there is a disproportionate number of incidents and marginally very few arrests.
Oh yes, sir.
Let me tell you, let me disabuse you on that particular figures. There have been 13 reported cases.
Reported cases.
No.
Sir, there is a case in Thane where a gentleman called Abdul Hamid was beaten up because he was assumed that there was a...
Fine.
Even the police refused to even take a case. Sir, now please tell me.
That also, I'll say 14 reported cases. This case also we have reported, so we'll take it as the 14th case. 362 people have been arrested so far. 362, I can give you the names of all those people who have been arrested, including the FIRs.
Sir, I can show you the number of cases which are not reported.
Correct, fine.
Which will go into thousands.
It is bad.
Not hundreds.
A media which is working with midnight oil should be carefully reporting each and every case. So, let the media do that also.
And then they become NDTV.
So, no, not the question of NDTV. See, these people should do it.
Correct.
So you know, if you want to take out one particular case out of it and then highlight it in order to say that this is what is happening in India.
Correct.
I think we are being very unfair.
Fair, sir. Fair.
The situation.
Sir, so are we being
unfair to the people of the... I am not bothered whether we are being unfair to the government or not.
Sir, as a senior leader of BJP, and I am happy that, you know, there are still people like you in BJP and who talk pro-BJP. Because other people like you are now against Modi. So, no, sir. So my question...
Nobody in the BJP is against Modi.
Oh, sir.
Anyway.
That also you deny. Yeah. Fair enough. Sir, now I want to ask you a question. As a senior leader of BJP, do you condemn Gaurakshak?
No.
The Gaurakshaks. Not no. Gaurakshak. My apologies. Gaurakshaks. The so-called Gaurakshak and the yes. so-called way of Gaurakshak which is happening.
Yes. See, so-called Gaurakshaks or whatever they are doing has been condemned by everybody. It has been condemned by the chief of RSS. These actions of the so-called have been condemned by the prime minister. All the chief ministers in the respective states have condemned it. Personally, I have condemned it. But when the RSS chief, the prime minister of India, the president of India and the chief ministers have condemned, I don't think my condemnation is going to be as important as the condemnation of these people who are holding an office of position. So that is,
sir,
a different issue.
When India had a problem with dowry deaths.
Sir, when India had a problem, sorry to interrupt you, but
I wanted to ask you a very crucial question here. When India had a problem with dowry debts, okay, there were severe decisions taken by the Home Ministry, the Law Ministry. There were stringent laws against the dowry. There was stringent action taken against people who seek dowry, and the number of dowry deaths have come down drastically. Sir, when Mumbai was infested by underworld dons, there were severe steps taken by the Maharashtra government then. Makoka was brought into place, Tada was brought into place, and the underworld activities were reduced drastically. Okay, sir, what were the two steps that the government of India took to bring down? Sir, two what? What was that one step that government of India took to bring down Gaurakshaks and this kind of Gaurakshaks, okay, this lynching?
See, these incidents, and now let me first go back to the incidents that you have said. Even during the British regime, pre-47, the British tried to bring a law against sati, committing of sati. Sati was banned. And one of the persons who were in the forefront of getting this kind of a situation was none other than Raja Ram Mohan Roy himself.
Yes.
But he was opposed at that time also. But however it was, the Hindu society adopted itself to this kind of a situation. But then, even then, there was an opinion that by banning sati legally, by making it illegal alone, you will not be able to stop. You will have to create a kind of awareness in the society. That was the general opinion of even organizations like Arya Samaj, which was also against sati. So a social awareness was created. I think even in the case of dowry, this was the same issue. There were even people in the government at that time, and it was not a political issue. Banning of dowry was never raised as a political issue, it was a social issue. One of the persons who was in the forefront of this himself has said that merely bringing a law against dowry will not suffice, it will not be enough, so we will have to create awareness. And he started creating an awareness. He was the Paramacharya of Kanchi Kamakoti Peetham. So many Hindu organizations like Vishwa Hindu Parishad, for example, were part of that movement. So any movement which hurts the society has to be dealt with on two counts. One, a legal position, taking a legal position on it, so that commitment of that particular act should be taken as illegal. And then you have also to prepare the society to say that this is not only illegal, it is immoral also. So these customs will have to be dealt with on these two levels.
So you are saying that there is no law that has been, long and short of it, there is no law control this. While all this,
protection of cow. Cow protection is in the, it's a constitutional obligation of the government of India. Not from today, from 1950, it is one of the fundamental duties of the government to protect cow. This is there enshrined in the constitution, not in 2014, this came in 1950.
And it is very nice too.
When the constitution was adopted.
Sir, Mahatma Gandhi had said, that hum wo gaurakshak ki baat karenge, jisme hum jaan de sakte hai, par le nahi sakte.
Therefore, when these aberrations take place, these aberrations will have to be treated as law and order situation, and very strict action should be taken. And two people in this country who have advocated this strict action, one was the Prime Minister of the country and another was the Chief of RSS, Mohan Bhagwat, who both issued a statement. So this has to be seen in the light of this.
Sir, fair enough. If you're convinced that there are actions being taken, that is absolutely fine. Sir, my last question to you is, coming back to our topic of the day, do you think this Constitution Morcha is going to make any difference to the way BJP thinks?
No, this is a political morcha. If the Constitution is really under threat, I was one of those people who went to jail during emergency. So I will be the first person to protect the constitution, the honor of the constitution. But I don't think this crowd which is now collecting and they are trying, this is a political morcha. Now let us talk only politics. See the political situation as it is emerging. I think Mr. Sharad Pawar, he thinks there is a political opportunity, and he has to bring all the anti-BJP parties and persons on a platform. There is no election tomorrow, so he will have to prepare for the election. All these people are not prepared to join the NCP. Sharad Pawar had tried this once before. This is not the first time he is doing it. If you remember, when Abdul Rahman Antule was the Chief Minister of Maharashtra in 80s, I think.
Yes.
Almost now 35, 37 years back.
Yes.
Sharad Pawar organized what he called a dindi at that time. That was called a dindi. He was much younger at that time, so he could walk that distance. And then he accused Antule, and he was in Congress at that time. He accused his own party leader of going against the party principle, and he demanded the resignation of his own party chief minister. Finally, Abdul Rahman Antule had to go, but he refused to go because Sharad Pawar is asking. But there was a case against him. You must be remembering that famous
cement case. Yes.
And that famous shayari, koi chandi se tule, koi sona se tule, jo reh gaya antule, wo cement se tule. This was the slogan at that time. Koi chandi se tule, koi sona se tule, jo reh gaya antule, wo cement se tule. So finally he had to go because of the cement scandal.
Correct.
Then what Sharad Pawar did, he could not become the chief minister again. So he created another party, Congress S. And then after he merged that Congress S with Congress I at that time, he could become the chief minister of Maharashtra. Then again when he lost the position, he opposed Sonia Gandhi. He prevented Sonia Gandhi from becoming the prime minister of the country along with Mulayam Singh. And started another political party. By that time, he was again kicked out of the Congress. So, he started NCP. Now, this time again, he wanted to make NCP the base for all anti-BJP forces and parties, which probably is not going to work in his favor. So, he is now trying to forge an alliance where NCP, Congress, Shiv Sena, Communist, and individuals who have no political party or who have got a small political party might join in. Sharad Yadav, all these people. So this is an attempt to forge this famous third front. So every time there is an election around the corner, this third front comes up, this idea of third front comes up, and then it fizzles out after the election. So I don't see this political move of Sharad Pawar going any far.
Fair enough. So to conclude our discussion, Chariji said three things. One is he condemns Gaurakshak the way it is, the lynching. He condemns what Sakshi Maharaj said. And but he very strongly feels that Morcha, which is currently happening in a town, which cannot be carried because there is a internet jamming that has happened in that particular area. It could be a technical glitch. We don't deny that. Whatever said, he feels that this entire moment is just a flash in the pan. It may not have any major impact in the political scenario, or especially looking forward to 2019, it may not have much of impact. And this is just a gimmick that Shri Pawar Sahib has tried, and he has tried this before too. So basically, we conclude, and we are still hoping that we get some feed from the field, from our ground reporters, and we can come to you live. But till then, we will try and give you whatever recording that we are getting, and we'll take it up from there. Thank you so much for watching us. Namaskar.